Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you are one of the 100,000 people that has viewed Decomposition of Baby Pigs on YouTube, well, then you have been introduced to Folkstreams.net. The website, that's Folkstreams, not YouTube, is leading the way in preserving lost film treasures of American music and culture. Joining us today from the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains is the creator of the site, Tom Davenport. Tom, welcome.
Thank you very much for calling.
Now, Mike Seeger here in the background, I understand how he's part of Folkstreams.net, but Decomposition of Baby Pigs? What the heck is that?
Well, I just put that up early on because I had an old friend of mine, Jerry Payne, who was a forensic scientist back getting his PhD in the 1960s, and he had this film. And I put it up because that was my, handle on YouTube. And it became popular, and I guess because that film is so odd and so popular that it's introduced other people to all the other great treasures we have on Folk Street. It's not really related. It just happened that I put it up there because that was convenient.
Right. And it literally is what the title suggests.
Well,
it's all sped up, though.
Well, the interesting thing quickly about that film was that I also, because we're dealing with these old movies, one of the aspects of Folk Streams is archiving, finding places for these films to be kept safely. And Jerry's film about the decomposing pig was just sitting in a closet in the back of his house. And I put it up on YouTube with all those hits. The Smithsonian Institute picked it up, and now it's archiving it.
Well, now, the second most popular YouTube clip from Folkstreams.net is from your own film, Born for Hard Luck, from 1976, which sort of gained a little bit of notoriety in 2001 when clips from it turned up in the film Amelie. How did that happen?
Well, I really didn't. I just received a note from somebody. I didn't realize it was going to be on Amelie, that a French director wanted a release on that film, and I sold him some footage. And I'm not sure exactly how they found the film, whether it was it was circulating on the Internet in the early days. It's connected in a way to why the filmmakers are participating at Folk Streams, because in the early days, to get all the films on Folk Streams are in copyright, and so the filmmakers are putting them up, and one of the things that's happening is that these films are being picked up here and there for use in other productions as stock footage. And that's certainly what happened to me when I put up Born for Hard Luck, and they picked it up for Amelie.
Like cold storage. It's a kind of an active archive that other people can go to and find useful material in.
It's really, on the Internet, these films that we made, the big frustration we had as filmmakers making these kinds of films was that once they might have had a small window of popularity when they were first broadcast, and sometimes they did not even that, but they really... because of the way the Internet works and you can find all these niche films, the special interest groups that enjoy the films find them. And in the case of Born for Hard Luck, the harmonica players all found it, and it really boomed in popularity.
So if you're a blues harmonica player and you want to hear this guy in the background, Peg Leg Sam, that film, Born for Hard Luck, is a place where you can go. We're speaking with Tom Davenport, who is the creator of Folkstreams.net. It really is kind of a library of documentaries about some very specific, very eccentric corners of American music and art, which I guess is why some of them have never been broadcast. But give us an idea of, the criteria and the range of films that are in the archive.
Well, They include everything from lots of films, of course, on music, but then there's a lot of films on material culture, things like boat building,
quilting, and
things like that. But in many ways, these films are not, in a sense, they're not like popular culture, but many of these people who are represented in the films, the artists in the films, are really like community scholars or community leaders. They're people that probably... certainly aren't in the media or in popular culture, but they're kind of geniuses in their own fields. And many of us who were interested in these subjects worked with people and found these people or knew about them in our own community and then put them, made films about them. But, you know, if you were a programmer in the days of mass media and you said you were going to show a film about a one-legged medicine show man and a black-and-white film that only ran 25 minutes,
yeah,
your
be...
likelihood of getting that film shown was zero.
That's a tough sell.
Yeah.
But you can find it online at folkstreams.net. Tom Davenport created the site. Tom, thanks very much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
That's going to do it for today. Tomorrow, Rocking the Game Console. We'll talk to experts about huge video game hits like the Guitar Hero franchise and the coming wave of new titles that are helping video games rock outside the living room. And classical pianist Jeremy Denk plays live in our studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter, with Alicia Abbott and Patrick Rivers. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatau. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Josh Heilbrunner. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.